Hello, and thank you for joining us once again. This is Pastor Brad Bailey with you from the New Testament Baptist Confession website, newtestamentbaptists.com. And we are sitting down once again with the New Testament Baptist Confession and our Bibles in front of us today as we continue to talk about the various paragraphs and messages that are delivered to us through the insights of the New Testament Baptist Confession. And so today we are looking at paragraph number 13. And I'll read that paragraph. I'm quoting directly from the confession, quote, "It is recognized that independent Baptist fundamentalism is a large and diverse movement. There is more than one independent fundamental Baptist movement. In fact, there may be hundreds who adopt the spirit of independent Baptist fundamentalism worldwide. Many smaller groups exist within independent Baptist fundamentalism, and sadly, most of them are averse to one another. Independent Baptist fundamentalism, therefore, is not a monolithic movement that can be critiqued fairly without specificity. In fact, there are hundreds of independent fundamental Baptists who love to identify as something else, if they only knew that something truly independent and fundamental existed. We intend in this confession to offer that alternative," end quote. So this 13th paragraph is somewhat of a relief valve in the New Testament Baptist Confession. It is the first mention here of the fact that there are truly independent and truly fundamental Baptists among that sect of people. It has never been the intention of the New Testament Baptist Confession to insinuate that all fundamental Baptists are bad. That has never been the contention. I would speculate that there are many fundamental Baptists, as stated in the confession, who understand and know the problematic nature of fundamentalism. They are aware of the breakdown of preaching. They're aware of the scandal. They're aware of the fact that it appears that God is just not blessing this name, this moniker, this designation. And so as we look at them, it is, as it is stated in the confession here, we cannot look at them in a monolithic manner. The opening sentence says a lot. It is recognized that independent Baptist fundamentalism is a large and diverse movement. Simply because they are independent and fundamental, it gives to them a great latitude of liberty to be able to operate and function under conditions that they themselves create for their own local church. For example, in this county alone where I serve, there are fundamental Baptist churches who have varying views on eschatology. There are fundamental Baptist churches who have varying views on soteriology and a host of different things. We could go on and on and on, pneumatology, angelology, almost all of the elements of systematic theology. Fundamental Baptists tend to disagree on those amongst themselves, and that's why they pride themselves in most cases on being independent, because they retain the right to be able to set their own standard. Now, I think that this is what they see as a strength. However, it has functioned mostly as a weakness, because there is no uniform body of doctrine that brings fundamental Baptists together. For me, after having pastored in that movement for nearly 25 years, over 20 years, and now for the last several years having claimed to be a New Testament Baptist, I've had the vantage point of watching some of the doctrinal diversification that has taken place among fundamental Baptists. And sometimes it's regional. There are certain doctrines that are emphasized toward the north, certain doctrines emphasized in the west, certain doctrines emphasized in the southeast. And those camps, if you want to use that terminology, don't seem to communicate doctrinally with each other and seek for doctrinal uniformity. And so this becomes problematic. Sentence two, says there is more than one independent fundamental Baptist movement. In fact, there may be hundreds who adopt the spirit of independent Baptist fundamentalism worldwide. And this is absolutely the case. There are such a diverse amount of people, such a diverse group of people that call themselves independent fundamental Baptists, that missionaries on deputation, when they are going and visiting these churches and surveying these churches, they oftentimes don't even know what type of an environment they're going to be stepping into, but yet all of the churches that they visit tend to be independent and fundamental. So you can literally be in one church on Sunday morning that is conservative and has traditional music, and another church on Sunday night, both independent fundamental Baptist, but the Sunday night church has more of a praise team, more contemporary style of worship. One church on Sunday morning that is an expositor church, one church on Sunday night that's more of a topical church. There is no monolithic independent fundamental Baptist movement. Now, for this cause, there are in this movement both great and less than great churches. When I say that, I'm not speaking purely in terms of criticism here, but there are independent Baptist churches that have been powerhouse churches historically. I could name numerous churches that have been powerhouse churches historically. And those churches have emphasis on missions, emphasis on college, emphasis in places where emphasis needs to be had. But for the most part, what I know of those churches is that they have traditionally departed from the hardcore right-wing, ultra-separatist, independent fundamental Baptist type of teaching. And they've been able to maintain a middle-of-the-road type of operation without getting to the right hand or to the left. One of those churches I'm thinking of now, and I won't use their name, but one of those churches who traditionally has been a powerhouse church, a bastion of truth, a host of a tremendous Bible college, radio ministry, missions program, Christian school, and the list goes on and on and on. Wonderful, wonderful ministry. And that ministry hosted a revival meeting. And when they hosted that revival meeting, they found that there was a group of independent fundamental Baptist street preachers who were out on the street corner in front of their church blasting that ministry, condemning that ministry, and accusing the people who were part of that ministry of going to hell because they were middle of the road. And so for the extreme right-wing, ultra-separatist, independent fundamental Baptist people, they have no tolerance for people who try to be balanced, for people who try to be in the middle of the road. And the New Testament Baptist Confession is not a document that encourages people to go to the far left. That has never been the insinuation of the New Testament Baptist Confession. The confession is something that will help us to realize how far we have drifted, either to the right hand or to the left. The Old Testament teaches us that we're to do neither. We're not to depart to the right hand or to the left. Why? Because there's ditches on both sides of the road. And so at the New Testament Baptist Confession website, we're not encouraging people to go to the left or to the right. We're encouraging people to come back to the center where God's Word rules, where God's Word reigns, and where we can all fellowship around Scripture together instead of having aberrant theologians who are claiming and practicing and declaring bizarre and strange things in their pneumatology, soteriology, and so on and so forth. The paragraph continues, many smaller groups exist within independent Baptist fundamentalism. Sadly, most of them are averse to one another. This is illustrated by what I just stated about this precious church who was hosting a Bible preaching pastor for revival. And because these people were so averse to the middle-of-the-road teachings of that evangelist who was there, they protested outside of this church property and declared that this church was a compromising church, a milquetoast church, and declared that the membership and the pastor and so on and so forth needed to repent or otherwise they were going to perish. So this is the problem among independent fundamental Baptists. They fight amongst themselves. Even those who are in the middle of the road suffer, those who are balanced. That's the word I really prefer most. Those who are balanced and biblical, they suffer because they are in a movement that will not tolerate balance. They're in a movement that only has the appetite for a certain amount of extremism. And now there may be those today that say, well, that's not the independent Baptist that I want to be. But yet when we identify with that, we are opening ourselves up to criticism on that level. When you identify as a Catholic, for example, you are identifying with that movement who has endorsed and who has permitted terrible sexual scandal and terrible perversion to take place among the celibacy of the priesthood, and their bad teachings have created very, very bad circumstances for them. Bad Bible makes bad living. And so if you do not break from that, you are in some way or another, by remaining connected to that name, you're in some way or another adopting and endorsing. So fundamental Baptists have some choices to make. The paragraph continues further. It adds that independent Baptist fundamentalism, therefore, is not a monolithic movement that can be critiqued fairly without specificity. So let me just comment on that for just a moment and state that this New Testament Baptist confession is not intended to be the specific critique. The independent Baptists suffer in many areas, some of it, again, regionally, some of it, again, influentially. Those who graduate from certain colleges have certain teachings. Those who graduate from this other college on the other side of the country, although it's independent and fundamental Baptist, they have a whole different body of teachings. And if there are problems in both areas, those have to be addressed specifically. So we're not writing off fundamental Baptists and saying that they are all equally bad. There are monstrosities that exist among fundamental Baptists, and that's what the New Testament Baptist Confession hopefully will be able to address when you read it. Continuing in the paragraph, in fact, there are hundreds of independent fundamental Baptists who would love to identify as something else if they only knew that something truly independent and fundamental existed. Now, this is based on the enormous amount of people. I've lost count. I mean, the hundreds of people who have stated that they're ashamed of fundamental Baptists. They're ashamed of the scandal. They're ashamed of the mess that has been created. If they knew there was something else, they would do that. They don't want to go left. They don't want to be Southern Baptist, for example. They don't want to be non-denominational, for example. And so they're looking for that happy medium. They're looking for that balance that they can plug into and become a part of. But nevertheless, they have yet to find it. And that is the purpose of the New Testament Baptist Confession. That's one of the goals of the New Testament Baptist Confession, is to provide that alternative, and that's how the paragraph closes. We intend in this confession to offer that alternative. So we are not, to restate the paragraph, we are not broad brush condemning the entire independent fundamental Baptist movement. There are good men and women. There are good churches among fundamental Baptists, balanced, biblical, expositional, God-fearing, mission-minded, evangelistic churches. I have absolutely no critique to offer to those churches other than to say that just simply by continuing to identify as an independent fundamental Baptist, it weakens their credibility. And so there is that problem. The second thing that I would like to point out is that our dear brothers and sisters who are entrenched in this, looking for an alternative, this is that alternative. We're putting the New Testament Baptist Confession out there, and we're putting it in the hands of readers so that they can finally testify and say, here is a viable solution to the problems that we have been facing. So this is once again Pastor Brad Bailey with you. We've been looking at the New Testament Baptist Confession once again. I hope that you will read it for yourself. You can visit the website newtestamentbaptists.com. On that website, there are our documents. It includes some articles from various contributors, but the New Testament Baptist Confession is the clarion call that is placed on that website. So visit us today, newtestamentbaptists.org. There are the audio files of the discussions, paragraph by paragraph, of the New Testament Baptist Confession. So those are there as well for your consumption. Join us again next time as we continue to change society by cherishing Scripture.